At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of the Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We heard from Seton O'Connor about 15 minutes ago. On the road in Texas, looking to avoid a storm and get to El Paso by nightfall. And then head up to Phoenix tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show, super week on the Dan Patrick Show, is brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We'll give you an idea who is going to be on the show next week when we're in Los Angeles for the Super Bowl. Todd, give the folks just a sampling of some of the names who are going to join us next week.
Reggie Miller, you mentioned. Will Ferrell. Michael Irvin.
Okay.
All right. Troy Aikman.
Let's go.
Some of those that you mentioned earlier, but that's among Dak Prescott.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him in a while.
No.
A lot of fun. Working on a bunch of other stuff. It should be a great week.
All right. Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network said the Vikings met with Jim Harbaugh for 9 hours yesterday, but the team didn't make an offer. So Harbaugh goes back to Ann Arbor, and Kevin O'Connell, who is with the Rams, is expected to be the next head coach of Minnesota. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. The teams that are still coachless, Dolphins, Jags, Saints, Texans, and the Vikings, at least kind of coachless. You know, the Vikings with Kevin O'Connell feels like that's going to be a done deal after the Super Bowl. Poll question, Todd, from the first hour.
All right, we've got what Dolphins owner Stephen Ross is accused of doing is, and the choices were throwing games, tanking like other teams do, or both. 58% say both, 22% say throwing games, and 20% tanking like other teams do.
Now, if you modified the draft, if you took away the incentive to tank, would that help? Mike Florio had some possible suggestions. He said that, you know, you're always going to have tanking as long as the NFL rewards ineptitude with the dibs on the best players coming into the league from college football. How about a lottery for the 18 non-playoff teams? each team has an equal shot at getting the first pick, second pick, and so on in the first round. How about if you said to the best of the non-playoff teams, you get the first pick, and then descending order, best to worst. How about that? How about Super Bowl champs get the first pick? You incentivize winning. The worst team would pick last. Not fair, but you do take away the incentive to lose games. You could get rid of the draft if you wanted to, but that's big business. That's not happening. Mike Florio goes on to say, the Stephen Ross allegations and his response to them promise to become nasty and ugly and contentious in the coming months. The simple truth is, the entire issue springs from a system that illogically rewards losing with the promise of snagging potential generational talent. And that's what the Dolphins wanted to do. The owner wanted Joe Burrow. So even though Ross, if the accusations are true, and he strongly denies them, undermined the integrity of the game, violated the Sports Bribery Act, or set the stage for class action suits in various states that had legalized betting during the 2019 season. See, there's a lot of things people haven't brought up, and that was one that I did. It was like, if, you know, the Dolphins were losing games and I was betting on them to win, what if a betting site decided to sue the Miami Dolphins? But this is what happens with the current situation. And this happens in sports. Mark Cuban said when they were out of the playoffs, you know, they tried their best to lose every game. That cost him $600,000, right? But that was after they were eliminated from the playoffs. I still don't like that. Now, you can get around that by saying we want to play the younger players. We want to see what we have going into next season. You don't use the word tanking, but Mark did, and it cost him $600,000. How much money have I cost Mark Cuban?
I think we're up to, you cost him the chance to own the Cubs.
Yes,
there's no
I
real
did.
Dollar value there, except for when it would have been one of the greatest purchases in sports history.
Yes. I remember that he called the Cubs his hooker.
Well, he said you have your wife and then you have your thing. He goes, there's something you always want out there.
Yeah.
And you said, so the Cubs are your hooker. He goes, yeah, the Cubs are my hooker.
Yeah.
Thing I would absolutely pay for.
Yeah. And Major League Baseball decided they didn't want Marcus.
Yeah. There could have been other reasons, but
yes.
Maybe it didn't help.
Yeah.
I think we cost him $250 in a fine for something to do with tampering. He talked about a player. You asked about a player. I think it cost him $250. He sent us the sheet.
Yeah, he did. I said, could you send me the give me the letter that you got from the NBA home office?
I think we're up to $850,000.
Yeah.
You cost Mark.
Yeah.
He paid to be on this show.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Yeah. Over the years, we've become accustomed to the SEC dominating National Signing Day. But usually the big winners are Alabama, Georgia, or LSU. The big winner yesterday was Texas A&M, as the Aggies officially secured the nation's top recruiting class on Wednesday. And there are reports that maybe they had sort of a slush fund here, a name, image, and likeness slush fund that approached $25 to $30 million. Here is Jimbo Fisher on those accusations.
There is no $30 million fund. There is no $5 million. There is no $10 million. This is garbage. And it does. It pisses me off. And here it comes from a site called Bro Bible by a guy named Slice Bread. Then everybody runs with it. So it's written on the internet as gospel. How irresponsible is that? And then to have coaches in our league and across this league to say it, clown acts. All right? Irresponsible as hell. Multiple coaches in our league. And the guy's griping about NIL, griping about transfer portal, using it the most and bragging about it the most. That's the ironic part. You want character? I'll take it with any of y'all. It's a joke. It does piss me off.
Wait, is that Shea and Irving or is that Jimbo Fisher? Slice Bread.
Not a reputable reporter, yeah. That old Slice Bread.
Why wouldn't you just say, man, we got oil money. You want to come down here and get paid? Come on down. You want a piece of this? Do I think there are schools that have a slush fund? Yes, I do. But it's legal. Like I'm sure Jimbo wants to make it seem like, you know what, all these recruits just want to play for him and they want to go to Texas A&M. That could be part of it. But this is free agency. If I'm a five-star recruit Absolutely. I have my hand up. Give me a packet, a brochure that says, this is what we can offer you. Give me the money timeline. Are we going to get to the point where we incentivize these student athletes when they start to play? Hey, if you get this, you get this. Why not? This is what the NCAA, the brilliant minds there, didn't think about. There's no salary cap with name, image, and likeness. And who's to say, well, that's not really name, image, and likeness? Here's a little bit more of Jimbo, don't call me Shea, and Irving Fisher talking about what happened at Alabama with their quarterback.
It's funny. When Nick Saban said his quarterback got an $800,000 deal, it was wonderful. Now it ain't wonderful no more, huh? But ours, we ain't got that. Ours are on record what comes up. We ain't doing all them big deals. There ain't none on our place that we know of. That's funny when you do it.
I thought he had a great day. I got to be, you know what? However we get him, we get him. Nothing illegal. We got a great program. We beat Alabama this past year. Come on down. We'd love to have you. He also talked about the hypocrisy.
The hypocrisy is a joke. It's an absolute joke, and it's insulting to our staff, how hard we work, to how we do things. And it's insulting to Texas A&M because there ain't a better place to go to school and play ball. If we don't like it, we're coming on. Get used to it. We ain't going nowhere.
Roll Tide. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It just felt like the place to
Texas
say
Texas A&M plays at Alabama October 8th. Yeah. Do I think that these schools have money? Yes. I would, if I'm coaching at a school, I'd like, all right, who's going to handle the name, image, and likeness money? And these schools have hired people, business managers, to run their name, image, and likeness. You get companies, boosters. That now you can do it. It's open season. You've been doing it for years, behind the scenes, under the table. Yeah, boy.
Now you can go to lunch with a booster in the middle of the day at a public restaurant. You don't have to go like behind a loading dock, you know, to pick up the bag.
And it used to be, I remember when I was in college, that Kentucky basketball, you got handshakes, $100 handshakes. Now, we didn't get that at Eastern Kentucky. You didn't even get a handshake. But there, they'd give you, after the game, hey, great game, and you got a hundy in your hand. Now, it's like, you know, you get a hundy, you're like, that's it? Come on. I deserve more than that. Here's my deal, my Gatorade deal. But yeah, name, image, and likeness. And if I'm Jimbo Fisher, just say, we got a great program here. We take care of our recruits. And we did care about, you know, what was going on at Alabama. Like, we brought it up. Nobody cares. But it's like, you've got a quarterback at Alabama who's making more than the quarterback who used to be at Alabama who starts for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts made $800,000. Young made, what did Bryce make? $1.3 million. Now, that was what my source said. $1.3 million. So, it's like, just embrace it. You know? I'm sure you do hard work. I'm sure. But is that the only reason why? Is because you're doing hard work? What is the hard work? What are you selling them? I always wondered that. You either want to go or you don't want to go. Unless there's something else attached to that. Hey, maybe your parents went there, girlfriend goes there, whatever. But if I'm Jimbo Fisher, just, you know what? Take a victory lap. Just relax. It's okay. I don't care how you got them. I don't care if, is it sliced bread?
Yeah, we tried to book sliced bread today, bread. But he was a little busy.
Yeah, we got burnt toast. We couldn't get sliced bread. Yes, Todd.
I think it's ridiculous.
Thank you, Todd. You weren't ready, were you?
I was not.
Okay. Are you listening to another show?
I was communicating with a prospective guest for next hour.
Oh, you're going to get okay. A prospective guest.
Prospective guest.
Okay.
Not confirmed, but possibly.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Let's get some phone calls in here. Ross Tucker, our good buddy, is going to join us coming up. Nice. James in Cincinnati joins us. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
What up, DP? Been a little while. It's been a good year in Cincinnati for football.
Yeah.
6 foot, a slender 190.
Yep.
So I got a question for you, Dan. I know you're trying to stay off the Bengals bandwagon, your home team, but if the Bengals were to win a Super Bowl, would you ever consider coming out and doing a show in Cincinnati?
If they lost a Super Bowl, I'd still consider coming out to do a show in Cincinnati. Like, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I love Cincinnati, but if they won the Super Bowl, you know, there's a lot of logistics if you're bringing a show like this on the road because it is TV and radio. We got a lot of people that we would have to bring. Maybe we'd load up a Sprinter van and bring everybody out, drive out Cincinnati. We'll come out for the parade. How about that? Maybe the Mercedes Sprinter van is in the parade.
Now we're talking.
Okay. Maybe Fritzy can be up on top.
I'd give that a shot.
But remember, you did pass on the Broncos victory parade when Von Miller invited you.
I did because I wanted to go with my son. I didn't want to go by myself.
But who said you couldn't bring your son?
I was under the impression it was a one-ticket thing. There was nothing ever mentioned about a pair. Then that would have changed.
No, that was the football game. You got one ticket.
Yeah. I didn't feel like I needed to be on the – I wasn't like one of the players. I don't deserve to be on the float.
Yeah, but Von Miller was saying, I'm going to put you on the float with this. Why don't you think of others like us? That's content for us if you're on the victory parade
I
float.
Guess. I didn't feel like it was my place.
It's not, but it's still, you know, there's a lot of things that aren't your place.
There's many things that I put myself into that I shouldn't.
You were invited by Von Miller. Yeah, Paul.
If Von Miller invited me to be in the Broncos parade, I would do it. I don't even like the Broncos. Kidding?
Jake in Iowa. Hey, Jake, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Jake.
5'11", a hardening 185.
Hard.
I'm just calling in. I was wondering if the Coach of the Year votes are in.
I believe so.
I just think it would be a shame if Zach Taylor didn't get every vote. Every vote out there. He's had the best story, in my opinion, on getting it. I saw the Vegas odds. He was second behind Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's a regular season award. Now, you know, it'd be interesting what history would show if you voted after the playoffs in every sport, MVP, Coach of the Year, all of those things. You know, because if you said, let's vote at the end of the year, end of the season, for Coach of the Year, well, if Sean McVay wins the Super Bowl, or let's say Joe Burrow won the Super Bowl, is Joe Burrow the most valuable player? Yes, absolutely. Like they won a Super Bowl. Look at where they were to start the year. They had 4 wins, and it's because of him. I know that you have to have a whole team, but Joe Burrow changed an entire team. And second year, he's so far ahead of schedule here. I thought the Bengals were maybe 2 years away. And, you know, here's the thing. I wonder, will the Bengals be the favorites in their own division next year? And I wondered about that. Imagine going to the Super Bowl in the next year. You might not be the favorite in your own division because it might be the Ravens. Let's take a break. Ross Tucker, nice, will join us coming up next. More phone calls as well. It's 16 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. M Drive, our good buddies, they're sponsoring Super Bowl week. You want to have more energy, lose weight, increase some lean muscle when it comes to health and fitness. We all have different goals, but whatever your goals are, if you want to compete as you age, you got to create healthy habits that work for you. M Drive, clinically tested ingredients that support healthy testosterone levels. Boost the energy. You can compete all year long, all day long, no matter what your age is. Go to mdrivedan.com and it's delivered right to your door. They offer free shipping, 60-day money back guarantee. A lot of great products there. And I got a lot of the backroom guys who are taking M Drive. You can find M Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. You need healthy habits to stay in the game, achieve your goals. Great New Year's resolution, trying M-Drive. It's a habit that will give you T-support, energy, strength, and stamina to fuel your performance every day. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Visit mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56, giving new customers 56-1 odds on either team. Bet just $5, get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Patrick, get 56-1 odds on either team. Bet just $5, get $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's code Patrick at DraftKings Sportsbook. Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and also Even Money Podcast. You can find him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. I saw an article in the LA Times, and the gist of the article is who has the most pressure on them in the Super Bowl. And the LA Times was saying it's Sean McVay. You buy into that?
Yeah, that was going to be my initial reaction.
Really?
I mean, it's nobody on the Bengals. I mean, it's nobody on the Bengals, obviously. Nobody expected him to be here. I think you could say Matthew Stafford, but he's already won three playoff games. He already got them to the Super Bowl further than Jared Goff did. The only person here who has the ability really to accomplish something that they have missed out on to this point is McVay, because not only did they lose that Super Bowl to the Patriots, but they couldn't score. I mean, Dan, he's an offensive genius, whiz, guru. They could not score against the Patriots in that Super Bowl. I don't think there's that much pressure on anybody, to be honest with you. But if there is one person that has the biggest onus on them in this game, it's probably McVay.
Let's look at the last couple of days in the NFL. Let me start with Jim Harbaugh. What question or questions do you have with Harbaugh going back to Michigan?
How bad he wants to get back in the NFL? I mean, like, to me, this makes me laugh, Dan. You know, you see last night, multiple reports, Jim Harbaugh has called Michigan. He wants to come back and be there. And then, like, 15 minutes later, the Vikings are expected to hire Kevin O'Connell as their head coach, you know? Like, everybody does this.
Yeah.
I mean, from now on, anytime head coach interview, I'm going to call the Ross Tucker podcast and be like, I'm going to stay. As soon as I find out somebody else gets the head job, I'm going to stay going on Dan Patrick every week. Like, give me a break, dude.
I wonder, though, Ross.
National signing. Oh, go ahead.
I wonder if Harbaugh went there expecting for the Vikings to sell him on the Vikings organization. And it feels like the Vikings said to Jim Harbaugh, we want you to sell yourself to us. And I think you're there for 9 hours. I mean, you don't go through 9 hours without getting a job if you're Jim Harbaugh, I'm thinking. But I think he went into that interview and maybe it's like, I'm here, hire me. And Minnesota probably went, nah, it doesn't work that way, Jim. We want to know what you can do for the organization.
Well, I think that's possible. At a minimum, he wouldn't go for a 9-hour interview to Minnesota on National Signing Day. And I know it's the second signing day, but still, he wouldn't do that unless he wanted the job.
Yeah.
I believe he wanted the job. You know, there have been so many rumors for the last few weeks that he really wants to get back to the NFL. I don't blame him. Recruiting is 24/7. And what I personally think happened is as soon as he caught wind or his agent caught wind that he wasn't getting the job, he wanted to make it look like he was turning them down. It's not you. It's me. It's not you. That's not the case. I'm pretty confident he wanted the job. And if you're the new GM for the Vikings, do you really want your first hire to be bringing a guy who it ended really poorly the last time because he got into a power struggle with the GM? I mean, this would be a first-time GM. My guy Quezzy from Princeton, who's younger than me, makes me feel bad about myself, and now he's a GM of an NFL team. He didn't want to bring in – I wouldn't think he would want to bring in a guy that could lead to a power struggle. I don't think it'll happen with Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, and then I wonder if I'm Stephen Ross – and the timing is horrible, but Stephen Ross didn't want to poach Harbaugh from Michigan. But if he knows that Minnesota is going to poach him from Michigan, then what would stop Stephen Ross from not trying to poach him because Jim wants to go to the NFL? But given the timing of what happened and the Brian Flores stuff, it probably felt like, you know, Jim can't go play for Stephen Ross. Stephen Ross may not have this team in a year with everything that's gone on. What do you make of the allegations against the Dolphins and their owner?
Well, that's the one that jumped out to me the most. You know, all of the Rooney Rule coach hiring stuff is, of course, a huge topic, but it's one that we broach every offseason. I mean, we talk about that every offseason. It doesn't make it better, and I'd be incredibly frustrated if I was a minority head coach candidate. But what's new this year in this lawsuit, what jumped out to me was the allegations of being incentivized to lose games, which is a major, major problem. I mean, if there's any evidence of that, the NFL is going to come down on him as hard as they ever have.
They're going to take his team away.
You think they will?
For that, where you're fixing games, I mean, it's bribing. It's a bribery act. And you can't just fine him $1 million or $10 million or $20 million. That doesn't matter to him. He's throwing games. He wants you to throw games, allegedly, and paying you to do it. You can't let him. He can't stay because he wants to get Joe Burrow. I mean, that's why he was doing this. I can't let him have his team.
Yeah. So the thing I always think is interesting about that is, Dan, if that's the case, then if what Hugh Jackson's saying is accurate, are you getting rid of Haslam and Stephen Ross? And if you're one of the 32 owners, or 31, I guess, that makes this decision, are you really comfortable with getting rid of two of those? I mean, those guys don't want to think that there's anything that can get them out of the club. They're in the club. They bought in. My guess, Dan, and you know more than I do, I guess, but I would think it'd be like 3 first-round picks and $10 million. I think it would be the most severe punishment a team and an owner has ever gotten. I don't know if they're going to kick out two owners of this exclusive club, because then the other owner is going to be like, wait a minute, if we can kick out this guy for that and that guy for that, they might come at me for something at some point.
Well, I think Cleveland is different because Hugh Jackson didn't get money. He just got his contract extended. Like, I think the owner thought, hey, this is a couple of years rebuild, and you're doing really well at doing really poorly, and we want to keep you in that job. So they didn't say for each loss you get $100,000. They're just saying, hey, if you keep losing, we're going to continue to extend your contract. Now, is that semantics? But the direction is not lose games and you get $100,000. That's the difference. That's where it gets far more severe with Stephen Ross.
Yeah, I guess, because here's my question, okay? And I tweeted about this morning at Ross Tucker NFL. Dan, I'm a Sixers fan, okay? Now, I'm not a diehard NBA guy. You know I'm a football guy. But the Sixers essentially lost on purpose for like 4 years in a row. I mean, I think it's interesting to me that the Browns and the Dolphins are under fire when, I don't know, I don't follow it that close again, but aren't there several NBA teams that essentially lose on purpose every year?
The Cavs did this for LeBron James. You know, the Rockets did this, for Hakeem Olajuwon. I mean, this happens. That
but why has nobody? Why have they never gotten in trouble? Like, why has nobody ever been an issue? Well, nobody, I guess no coach said anything.
Well, the Sixers called it the process. See, that's the difference. That's the difference. It's the process. It's not tanking. You can't say tanking. Mark Cuban used the word tanking, and they got fined $600,000. It's the process there. We're talking to Ross Tucker. His Ross Tucker Football Podcast is available, wherever you can get podcasts, and social media at Ross Tucker NFL. I don't know why Jimbo Fisher isn't just embracing the obvious, and that is we got resources at Texas A&M, and this is a great place to play, and we beat Alabama. We're here. We're for real. But instead, he had this reaction yesterday to the reported slush fund that A&M has that's somewhere between $25 and $30 million for the recruits.
There is no $30 million fund. There is no $5 million. There is no $10 million. This is garbage. And it does. It pisses me off. And here it comes from a site called Bro Bible by a guy named Slice Bread. Then everybody runs with it. So it's written on the internet. It's gospel. How irresponsible is that? And then to have coaches in our league and across this league to say it, clown acts. All right, irresponsible as hell. Multiple coaches in our league. And the guy's griping about NIL, griping about transfer portal, using it the most and bragging about it the most. That's the ironic part. You want character? I'll take it with any of y'all. It's a joke. It does piss me off.
Okay. You know what I would do if I'm him? I would say, no, it's not 25 or 30 million. It's $50 million we have in a name, image, and likeness slush fund. There's a whole lot more where that came from. Come on down here and play with the Aggies.
Well, a couple things, Dan. Number one, what's the line? Methinks he doth protest too much. You know, I think he went a little far there. Secondly, look, I've been around long enough to know. Remember the year when Ole Miss got Laramie Tunsil and Laquon Treadwell? And like, I mean, when a school that isn't typically a top five recruiting school, and Texas A&M does pretty well usually, but not top five, not number one in the country. When they come out of nowhere to be the number one school, there's usually a reason for that. What I think is unique or different about this is, as far as I know, you're kind of allowed. Now, I read the rule where they say it's not supposed to be an inducement for someone to attend a school. It's supposed to just be money that they earn from their image and likeness while they're actually at the school. But this is what I always thought it would turn into. And it has, and I'm happy for the kids. I'm happy that they're getting the money. And this is what I always thought it would be, which is essentially guaranteeing every kid, hey, you'll get at least $100,000 a year in name, image, and likeness, but I'm a backup center. We don't care. We need depth. $100,000 a year, buddy. You're in.
Yeah, they made it legal. And this is, you know, the NCAA just wanted to make sure that these kids weren't getting paid money that was going to be for the schools, playoffs, all of that. Hey, we don't want to pay the players, but we'll let you have name, image, and likeness. And no one thought this through, that the schools who have money, willing to spend money, and yes, I'll go there and you're going to pay me for name, image, and likeness. But how much are you going to pay me for name, image, and likeness? So then it becomes an inducement, because there's no salary cap that says you can only offer them this. Well, legally, I can offer you whatever I want. And so if Texas A&M has the money and they're willing to spend the money, I wouldn't be apologizing.
Dan, I was told 3 years ago by a personnel director at a Power 5 school that the NIL department would end up being bigger than the recruiting department at these schools sooner rather than later. I mean, this is going to be what goes a long way towards determining where these kids go. I don't blame them. You know, who knows if you'll make the NFL or not? They're essentially free agents. The part that gets really interesting is that they can all transfer for a year. I'll give you another one, Dan. I've had multiple coaches tell me that, you know why they love the transfer portal? You know why they want to get more transfers? Because you only get to do it without penalty once. You recruit a high school kid to come in, he's a perpetual free agent. You know, you get to transfer one time without sitting out at all. That kid can leave whenever. You get a transfer from somewhere else, he's got to make it work. He's got to stay there. Otherwise, if he tries to transfer again, unless he's a graduate, he has to sit out a year. So they actually feel like there's a chance for more loyalty from the kid. The whole thing has changed. It's wild.
You played for the Washington Redskins 6 games, I believe. So I'm curious, your old team with the new nickname, you're a Commander.
Yeah, I guess. I really wanted to be I would have really embraced Warthogs or Red Hogs. I wanted something to go back to the Hogs. Mm. I actually started my career there and finished it there. So I have somewhat of an affinity for them. Not like I do for the Bills, where I played the most or whatever. I mean, Commanders reminds me of the Cleveland Indians changing their name to the Guardians. It just seems so it's such an XFL type of name to me, the Commanders. It's just very generic. I mean, I guess it's fine, Dan. I guess it's safe. But let me ask you this, okay? When someone says to my daughters or says to me, you know, hey, Ross, what teams did you play for? Cowboys, Bills, Patriots, Browns. For the fifth one, am I saying Commanders or am I saying Redskins because I played for the Redskins? Or am I not saying that because that is obviously offensive to some people that name's no longer around?
I would say Washington.
But then that sounds weird. Cowboys, Bills, Patriots, Browns, and Washington. I wanted to say I was a Warthog. I think that's all. I don't know why they didn't go with the Warthogs. I'm still bothered by this.
I know you have a new business venture that you wanted to mention here to our audience.
Oh, I appreciate that, Dan. Yeah, it's awesome. It's the greatest Valentine's Day gift ever. It's called myfrontpagestory.com. Everybody just gets flowers or chocolates or a gift card to a spa. When they open it, Dan, it literally looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. It's a framed newspaper cover story with the picture of your wife, the family. She'll be like, what is this?
You're like, honey. My wife?
Anybody's wife.
Oh, okay.
Whoever you get the story for. I'm assuming you would get it for your wife for Valentine's Day. So it's a picture of your wife, maybe your kids, and your wife's like, Dan, what is this? And you're like, honey, I want to do something special and unique. I care. I had a story written about you. I get way too much pub. I get way too much attention as Dan Patrick. The story, the cover story should be about you. And then when she reads the quotes, Dan, and by the way, I've heard you talk about this, like on my buddy Kyle Brandt's podcast. When she reads the quotes about, I just never tell her enough how much I appreciate all the little things she does, she will cry. Like your wife, anybody's wife, Fritzy's probably going to get his wife, a gift card to the Olive Garden again. Fritzy, it's 12 years in a row, an Olive Garden gift
What's
card.
What's wrong with that?
Get her a story from mybirthdaystory.com.
Well, Todd has limericks, and he writes his wife a limerick.
Not as good as this.
Well, maybe not.
Trust me.
You know, I was just saying to the guys the other day, when I think of love, I think of Ross Tucker and nothing else. So I would like to get a picture of you, and then I would be able to present that to my wife.
That would be awesome. I'm sure she would love that.
You got any like scantily clad? Your shirt off?
Probably back in college. Does she want to see like 310 pounds?
Yeah,
full
baby.
Force?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. The only pictures I have with my shirt off. Are like at a keg party in the summer when I was in college. I actually think for 310, I looked all right. I was pretty tan, not too bad. But, you know, here's the thing, Dan. I don't know about your wife. A lot of women are not into that. Like when I was in college and I would go to a party, okay, you could tell right away. I mean, I was 315 pounds. Girls either like that or they don't, and there's no in between, and you know right away. Most girls are not like blow drying their hair, hoping to meet the perfect 315-pound guy that night. Okay, well, it doesn't work that way.
If you had been able to get into Notre Dame, then they might have cared, but you went to Princeton. Those women don't care about football at Princeton.
So that is a fact, okay, that it doesn't help you to be a Princeton football player at Princeton, but I would go visit like my buddies at Penn State and they'd be like, are you a football player? And I'd be like, you're darn right I am. I didn't say it wasn't at Penn State. I just said, you're darn right. And it worked every time. If I could do college over again, I would go to one of those. That would be Princeton was amazing. I'm glad I had that experience, but man, I'll go to Texas A&M, get the money and the girls.
Thank you, Ross. Good to talk to you.
See you, Dan.
Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and you can find him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. I don't know if I'm ready to see Ross without a shirt on, but he's right. Like, there's women, like really tall guys. Some women like that, or beefy guys, bears, or, you know, they like the model, like the sinewy type that I, my shape, that kind of body. Like Fritzy had, you were beefcake.
I had a little run for a couple of years.
But you didn't go to college.
Just wasted lifting.
Yeah.
I look so good in my apartments living with the parents.
With your mom.
The 21st story of some building that was filled with like a bunch of old ladies living in that building.
Let me take a break. We'll come back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Super week on the Dan Patrick Show brought to you by Link Soul Apparel, a lifestyle brand for any occasion. Update the poll results there, Fritzel.
Okay, what Dolphins owner Stephen Ross is accused of doing, the choices were, is tanking like other teams do, is throwing games, or both. 58% say both, 24% say tanking like other teams do, 18% throwing games.
Not good. James in Virginia. James, welcome back. What do you think of your new nickname in Washington?
70 Chip will forever live in the minds of the Redskins faithful. Crank up that diesel. Whoa. Crank up that diesel. Whoa. 35 points in one quarter. 18 plays. 5 minutes. Mark Ripken running down the sidelines, pumping his fist. Three-time Super Bowl champion, the Washington Redskins. Hail to the Redskins. But, yes, gentlemen, it is a new day in Washington, man. They are now the Commanders. And I can't say that I'm excited about it. But I am happy about the burgundy and gold living on, man. The uniforms remain to be seen. They looked all right, man. I do like the helmet. I like the burgundy on burgundy, man, but I miss the stripes down the pants. We'll see how it goes, man. And the only really thing that matters is winning, man. So can they do it on the field, man? Can they really represent themselves as a strong organization going forward, man? That's what you hope for. No name really matters, man, except for how they represent themselves on and off the field, man. So thank you for taking my call. You have a wonderful day, sir. Hail to the Washington football team. Thank you.
All right. James, not embracing Commanders. I think he kind of forgot to say Commanders. Hail to the Commanders. And he's holding out for a winning season. Good luck with that.
Five snarky poll question. Which comes first, a Washington Super Bowl victory, another name change? No offense.
Let's see. What do we have? Joe in El Paso, Texas. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
DP, 5'10", 217 pounds. Okay. Listen, DP, I just wanted you to forward the invitation before I called in. I got off the phone with a buddy of mine, and his place is ready to host Seton and the French Kid Union Draft House, 100 beers on tap. So after a long drive through the state of Texas, if they want to cruise by tonight, they're more than welcome. It'll all be taken care of. And finally, DP, one more thing. I think I'm ready. I'm finally going to start to view or to stream the entire series of The Wire. I know you and the boys are big fans. I was wondering if you had any viewing tips for me. Thank you for the call. And DP, you guys are the best in the business. Don't you ever forget it.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, The Wire, everyone knows, was the HBO show about the drug trade and the police in Baltimore. The first season, I remember watching, I found myself pretty confused. Who was whom? Mm. What was going on? When I watched it back for a second time, I'm like, I get everything now. So it's a bit of a, it's a fantastic show. It's an all-time great, but it could be a bit confusing the first time you watch The Wire.
Yeah, and you get the feeling when you watch the first season of The Wire that you're almost watching via closed circuit TV, or you're watching on cameras that are installed in apartments in Baltimore. I mean, it really brings you in. They do a great job with it. Great acting in there. Sam in Maine joins us. Hi, Sam. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP, 62212. Long time suffering Dolphin fan. I have a massive tattoo to going down my arm supporting the team. I just wonder how much integrity Brian Flores has based on he waited 2 years to file this complaint. If you really offended you, why didn't he come right out in 2019 and say this? I mean, he only had a 25-26 record. He was just didn't bring the team to the next level.
Well, I think that, and thanks for the phone call, Sam. I think he was surprised that he was fired. I think most of us in the media thought, you know, he had been doing a good job. And when you got your head coaching job and you have an owner who wanted a different quarterback, wanted you reportedly to tank, to lose, does Brian Flores think at the time, if he says it, he's got a better chance of getting another job? I think he thought, you know what, I'll continue to coach here, and then, you know, maybe I'll go on to someplace else. I prove that I'm successful here. I can get another job and get out from underneath this. If you're an African-American candidate, how many jobs are you going to get? We have one African-American coach right now in the NFL. Final hour coming up. More phone calls. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into real-life adventure. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Plus, exclusive Google built-in is your always updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone.
Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.